Welcome friends to Literature Mantra, I'm Harsh Singh. In this audio, I'll discuss rhyme. So, what is rhyme? R-H-Y-M-E, rhyme. See, as a definition, it's just the repetition of similar sounds in words. Okay, repetition of similar sounds. That is what broadly a rhyme is. And to be more precise, in English, versification, standard rhyme consists of the repetition in the rhyming words of the last stressed vowel. Okay, last stressed vowel of all the speech sounds following that vowel, okay, of the last stressed vowel and of all the speech sounds following that vowel. For example, late and fate, follow and hollow. These are rhyming words. And in English versification, there are, of course, plenty of rhymes, different kinds of rhymes. But some are very famous, some are very common. First, the end rhymes. Okay, uske baad internal rhymes. What is an end rhyme? As the name suggests, these kinds of rhymes occur at the end of a line of verse. Uske baad internal rhyme kise kehte hain? As a name indicates, a rhyme that occurs within a verse line. Now, for example, there's a famous line by the Victorian poet Algernon Swinburne where he says, "Sister, my sister, oh fleet, sweet swallow." Okay? So look at this, fleet and sweet. Okay? I'll read the line out again. Sister, my sister, oh, fleet, sweet, swallow. Okay. Oh, fleet, sweet, and swallow. So, fleet and sweet are rhyming words. And this is the example of an internal rhyme because this rhyme is within the line. It is not at the end. It is within the line. Uske baad, what are the different kinds of end rhyme? Okay. First is masculine rhyme. Uske baad feminine rhyme. Sometimes feminine rhyme is also called a double rhyme. Okay. Uske baad ek aur type ka rhyme hai. Triple rhyme. So, masculine rhyme, feminine rhyme, and triple rhyme. So, what is a masculine rhyme? In a masculine rhyme, there is a single stressed syllable. Okay, single stressed syllable. Uske baad feminine rhyme mein kya hota hai? A stressed syllable followed by a unstressed syllable. Okay, stressed followed by unstressed. And since a feminine rhyme involves the repetition of two syllables, it is also called a double rhyme. Okay, and similarly, triple rhyme. Ye kya hota hai? A triple rhyme has three syllables. Now, after that, rhyme rich. Now, what is rhyme rich? R-I-M-E, rhyme, and rich, R-I-C-H-E, rhyme rich. See, first of all, you should know that rhyme rich is a device that is common in French poetry, okay? And it was adopted by Geoffrey Chaucer. But after Geoffrey Chaucer, it has become very rare in English poetry, okay? But yes, it is important from an exam point of view. So, what is rhyme rich? Basically, the repetition of the consonant that precedes as well as the one that follows the last stressed vowel. Okay? So, whatever is the last stressed vowel, there will be repetition of the consonant that precedes as well as the one that follows this last stressed vowel. Use kehte hain rhyme rich. And the resulting pair of words are pronounced similarly or alike, but have different meanings. For example, stare and stare. Matlab, stare, the stare that we look, that stare, S-T-A-R-E, and the stare, climbing stairs, wola stare, S-T-A-I-R, stare and stare. Uske baad ek aur example hai, night and then night. Night is the day and night thing, and the other is the night, King Arthur's night, wo wala night. And in general, what is the purpose of rhyme, using rhyme in poetry? Well, there can be many different purposes, but some of the very common ones are to enhance or contribute or even counterpoint the significance of words. Okay? It may enhance or also reduce the significance. And another function of rhyme is that in a poem or in lines of verse, rhyme ties individual lines into the larger pattern of a stanza. Okay? Because there is something called rhyme scheme. So how do we get a rhyme scheme? First of all, we have to know what is a rhyme. Then making use of that rhyme, which finally creates a rhyming scheme. And with respect to rhyme, let's say different authors have had different points of view on the importance and the usefulness of rhyme. For example, Shakespeare used it sometimes. He interspersed rhymed couplets into the blank verse of his dramas. Okay? On the other hand, we have Milton, John Milton. He totally disapproves of the use of rhyme. After that, we have the example of Samuel Johnson. He approves of the use of rhyme. Then in the 20th century, what has happened is the rising use of something called free verse. Okay? Now, free verse generally ignores rhyme, but there are many poets in the 20th century which have used rhymes in a very, very complicated way. You know, they have made new and complicated rhyme schemes in their poems. So, from an exam point of view, you should know what is a rhyme. Uske baad, There are two broad categories of rhyme. One is the end rhyme. The second is the internal rhyme. And when we deal with end rhymes, it can be of several types. First, masculine rhyme. Uske baad, feminine rhyme, also called a double rhyme. And third is triple rhyme. Masculine mein kya hota hai? Masculine rhyme mein kya hota hai? It consists of a single stressed syllable. Feminine rhyme mein kya hota hai? Stressed syllable followed by a unstressed syllable. Uske baad, triple rhyme mein kya hota hai? It involves three syllables. That's why it is called a triple rhyme. And then one more thing I talked about, rhyme rich. Rhyme rich is something which was used mostly by Geoffrey Chaucer and during his time. Afterwards, the use of rhyme rich decreased to a great extent. It has become very rare.